concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Do we choose KPMG, or does the state choose them for us?
Yeah.
So we never have to go through that formal process of? I see.
And there has to be a rotation?
I believe that KPMG is on approximately a six-year contract, so we're in our third year.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So Pam, maybe I'd ask you as Chair of the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee.
Our committee met on June 28th via video conference at Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield with Trustees Hacera, Montgomery, Thomas, and myself in attendance. At that meeting, we approved the minutes, and then we reviewed and recommended a number of items that are in our regular agenda for today. Primarily, they're within items 1 through 13, and I won't read through all of those. We then heard from Kathy Lang, our Executive Director of Governmental Relations, and she provided us with an overview of recently passed legislation and its impact on the university, as well as just kind of a review of how the legislative session had gone. And her report was included in the packet of materials that were sent to all of you in advance of this meeting. Then we spent the remainder of our time reviewing the plans for the retreat, which was held yesterday, and our next meeting is scheduled for August 28th.
Thank you, Pam. Okay. If you want to go next, Tim, would you?
I'd be glad to.
Report as Chair of the Hospital Committee.
Healthcare System Committee has not met since our last board meeting because of the early start of the retreat yesterday. But if I could, there's one other order of business I'd like to tend to if I could have 2 minutes. I'd like to ask John DiNardo to join me at the podium. I wanted to take this opportunity to publicly acknowledge the service of John DiNardo to the University of Illinois. Indeed, I'd be remiss if I did not do so. John has recently decided to step down as CEO of our hospital following 11 years of exemplary service. When John arrived, the hospital was operating in the red. Since then, for 11 years, despite turbulent and unpredictable times in the medical world, every year John has been at the helm, we have shown a profit. No easy task, I assure you. A testament to John's diligence, hard work, and aptitude. John, I'd like to personally thank you for your help to me when I first started as a trustee, orienting me to the U of I medical world. Nothing was more reassuring to me back then than your insight and your honesty. Whatever John tells you, you can take to the bank unequivocally. Now, appropriately, John is moving on in his career and will be teaching graduate students how to be hospital administrators. Without a doubt, you'll be an invaluable member of the faculty. So, John, thank you for your great service. Best wishes for your new endeavor. Thank you.
I think we're going to depart from the agenda just a little bit at this point to allow for voting because some of the trustees have conflicts this afternoon. So I think we're going to go into the vote portion and then come back for the rest of the reports. Is that okay with everybody?
Sure.
So we'll again take two sets of votes will occur for the two different agendas. One is the regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called the roll call agenda, and we'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda were listed in the materials, distributed to the board, and posted. The secretary, Susan Keyes, will read the title of all the items. After she's read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand